The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
This is Always Right Radio on AM 1420, The Answer. Here's your host, Bob France.
All right, hour two is underway now. It is 7 minutes past 10 o'clock. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. It's Wednesday, the third morning of the fourth month, year of our Lord, 2024. Got some great conversation going already this morning with listeners. Now I want to bring on one of my favorite guests, because he's one of the most knowledgeable people about a wide variety of things, and he is active. He is out there not just living his life. He could be a successful investor and doing his thing for himself and his family, but he cares enough to involve himself in school board races and some of the extraordinary dangers of indoctrination that are going on in our schools. He is running his Unwoke Investing Company. He is doing podcasts to tell people how to be sure that you are not rewarding some of these woke companies with your dollars, giving BlackRock and other massive corporations that control so much of our wealth, so much of our retirement dollars, giving them our money and the ability to do what they want with it. I mean, Jonathan does a little bit of everything. So he is the founder of Unwoke Investing. He does a Unwoke podcast as well. And he's joining us now to talk about something totally different. Well, I shouldn't say totally. There are crossovers here. But we're talking 15-minute cities now with Jonathan Broadbent, joining us on AM 1420, The Answer. Jonathan, so good to have you back. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Glad to be back.
You do dabble in a lot of different things, don't you, Jonathan?
Well, sort of, yes, but sort of no. 15-minute cities was never anything that I thought that I would learn about or get immersed in and involved with. But I actually came at it from the financial perspective, trying to unpack what's happening with all this ESG stuff, that's environmental, social, and governance, and CBDC, yep. That's the centralized banking digital currency. So my approach to the 15-minute city thing might be a little bit different than other people's, but my destination was the same, which is anywhere but. I do and do not encourage anybody outside of, I guess, probably Beijing, China, to be at all interested in 15-minute cities. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. That's right. I thought you were pausing there. No, and I'm glad you clarified that. But I mean, when I say a lot of things, I mean, the first time I started talking to you, I believe a few years ago, was with relation to all of the work you're doing in schools. You were traveling to school boards in cities wherever you could talk, wherever they would take public comment, and you were speaking out against CRT and against SEL, social emotional learning, and so many of the other things that they're using that I think are plaguing government schools. So you are very, very active in trying to involve yourself in things that impact not just your family, but the communities as a whole. And I just think that's very, very admirable. And I don't know where you find the time or the energy to study so many things and be as knowledgeable about them as you are. But I just think that's kind of what I mean when I say you dabble in a little bit of everything, even if you might come back to the same core. As you say, in this case, it's the financial aspects of 15-minute cities. But you really are in a lot of different places, and I salute that.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, for me, there are really two pieces to what drives my heart and motivation. And childhood and protecting children, and financial, which I've done professionally for decades.
Yep.
I've worked in and out of Wall Street and worked with and for virtually every major financial institution, all kinds of done work with law firms and accounting firms and HR and payroll. And I take that area and understanding of the financial marketplace and financial worlds and apply it to the stuff that I'm seeing coming our way from the woke left. And connected to that, really candidly stemming from my wife's race for school board 5 years ago in a very progressive, left-leaning district where we didn't think at the time, naive us, that politics were involved in school districts. Well, silly us, Sherrod Brown came in, coincidentally, about 4 days before the election, and schmoozed up the community. The opponents to my wife were the composition of the Democrat Ward Club. By the way, as a side note, Sherrod Brown, for anybody that doesn't know, has his own chapter in the Peter Schweitzer book, Profiles in Corruption. But he came in. My suspicion is that he worked some deals, and ultimately my wife was defeated. But that led to me learning about, getting involved with, and being aware of what's happening in our schools. And yes, schools are absolutely related to this whole 15-minute city garbage. And by the way, Bob, for anybody that doesn't know, the left are doing what they always do with their controversial topics. As soon as people start talking about it and realizing that they don't like it, they rebrand it. So now they're calling it smart cities. And smart cities...
Of course they are. I'm sorry, continue.
It was the same thing in schools with CRT. We're like, well, no, look, here's our program guide booklet thing. And look, it doesn't say CRT anywhere. But you'd look in there, and it was exactly the definition of CRT called DEIJ or JEDI, all these goofy rebranding. Everybody knows what it is, but it gave them this smoke and mirrors thing to deny what you could clearly see right in front of your face. But the 15-minute city thing, for your audience, well, for everybody eventually, but for anybody in the greater Cleveland area in particular, that is the proving ground of the far left. And that kind of speaks nationally. So Cleveland and Cuyahoga County have something called NOACA. NOACA is providing cover for it's clearly in my book, looking at the underpinnings, design, origins, it is a communist move to take over the five counties, the Cuyahoga County and the four surrounding counties, and make it this climate action zone or whatever. And let's connect a couple of dots here in some ways that probably will be and should be uncomfortable. First of all, there was an article that came out yesterday in the Epoch Times, Americans quietly assigned China-like social credit scores. That goes right to the heart of the things that I talk about having social credit scores, what it means to us financially, how that connects to our government's intention to control all currency and markets. Meaning that we can't buy something unless it's approved of. That article, I think everybody needs to watch the little video and check it out. I don't think it's on the other side of a paywall, but these things go into what's intended inside the smart city, including children's education, who can and cannot go. This is the intention of all these ne'er-do-wells who did horrible stuff to us all through COVID to tell us where to eat, what to eat, when to eat, where to live, how to live, what we can and can't watch, and what constitutes food, and then ESG thing, which is being ingrained and trained into children starting in K-12 education to actually want this garbage. And to put a little finer point on that, for people that paid attention to what was happening during COVID, we saw the videos of the Chinese Communist Party welding people into buildings in China in various places. Those are people that quote-unquote own nothing and quote-unquote like it. Those are people subject to the government. The government controls you and controls everything about you. It may be shocking for people to hear for the first time, but that is absolutely what's planned. We've seen California Newsom spend time and actually publicly admit that he admires the ESG social credit score system in China and wants to apply it here, and we're actually seeing it roll out. One more piece, Bob, because this is multifaceted. It's really well thought out. It's nefarious and awful. There are articles that have been coming out recently that in parts of the UK and Europe, elderly people are being forced to sell their homes under the auspice of clearing way for immigrants. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is there's not enough space for immigrants, and they're going to old people and telling them, your house is bigger than you need. You must sell it. They're forcing them to. Now we add in for people in
and they want to sell it to the government, of course, because then they would be the ones using it for, you know, to house multiple families or multiple immigrants. That's important to know. Because in other words, what they're saying is they're going to take people's homes by eminent domain.
That's absolutely correct. And it's frightening. But add an even more comparable, equally frightening element to that, and that's agriculture. So under the banner of, I call them the greenie meanies, the climate scare tactics, there is clearly a plan for eminent domain of farming and agriculture. So we're being told you can't eat meat, that if you plant in rows, you need to pay more taxes, that certain types of agricultural products, like the nutrients that are put on plants, that the fertilizers that are used. By the way, I believe it's still true that most of that comes from Russia. So, I mean, it's just this, we've got all these plates spinning, and we've got danger zones from all kinds of different angles. But the intention of places like NOAACA is to take over and tell us what we can drink, where water can flow, control water and air, control roadways, and control agriculture. So anybody interested in farming, which should be anybody breathing and alive, should be very worried about the prospect that these people that I call communists, they love this communist diktat. These people want to take over farming and agriculture.
Yeah, there is no question about that. That is central to all of this. They don't want factory farming, as you pointed out. They don't want meat. They don't want, they want us to start to convert our diet of protein to bugs and so forth. So much where you're talking. We're talking to Jonathan Broadbent, by the way. He is the founder of Unwoke Investing. And what brought this about, Jonathan, for those who don't know, is on Twitter just about 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry, not Twitter, Facebook. 2 weeks ago, you made a post that said, what city or cities near you are trying to build a 15-minute Ponzi scheme, a.k.a. 15-minute city? I'll start, Cleveland, Ohio. And I said, Jonathan, we need to talk about this on the air, and I'm glad we finally did this. What are you seeing in Cleveland? I know you talked about NOAACA, and that is a huge part of this, but what steps are being taken to bring this about here, and what would it look like? And when I say that, I mean, how far into the future? Are they into social credit scores in Cleveland, Ohio, among other cities? Are they into this, you know, this property grab? Are they beginning or setting the table for some of the things that you just described that are so incredibly dangerous in this movement here in Northeast Ohio? What are you seeing that led you to say Cleveland first?
I'm not aware of any property grabs, at least not yet, but there has been talk for a long time about what the city should do, quote unquote, about all these abandoned properties and derelict buildings and structures. Candidly, in America, the city, quote unquote, shouldn't be talking about any of that. The city should be encouraging private ownership and talking about collective groups buying up properties and rehabbing and refurbishing and maybe clearing a path for small business, because small business leads to enough wealth for individuals and personal families to buy some of those properties and rehab them and make them nice again. So that is one piece. But everyone should be aware that starting quite some time ago, Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb has spoken openly about wanting to create a 15-minute city or smart city or whatever we're supposed to be calling it now. Yeah. As soon as we start pushing back against a smart city, they'll rebrand it something else, a nifty city, or they'll come up with some goofy new name. But Cleveland Mayor is clearly, absolutely aligned with the objectives of things like NOAACA. So it sets the stage, and then you have local governments moving as fast as they can in that direction. And there's one more piece that I want to put in context here, and that's for any Ohioan, because Ohio is one of, I think, six different places. We covered this, by the way. I'm one of the co-hosts of a podcast called Ohio Political News. Lynn Taylor from North Carolina was our guest a few days ago. She, Ohio's actually caught her attention, and she talks about this. So, and we got into one of the key sort of legal financial elements of how this thing all works. And it kind of goes back to, or the what led to Ohio gambling is a good premise to discussing these 15-minute cities. For anybody that followed, we, for several times many years ago, there were bills that were proposed to allow gambling in Ohio. Hopefully this makes sense. But eventually the bill passed and we authorized gambling in Ohio. But ultimately it became known that very select few people actually benefit from that. They control all the gambling and get this money flow from that. Now apply that to 15-minute cities. If you are a developer and you can build these, basically they're file cabinets for people, and you build these big structures, these multi high density housing units, if you can control cable, water, sewer, electric, the construction, internet access, food, local restaurants, distribution, if you can control all that and engineer and design that, that is the Ohio gambling. Who is that? Dan Gilbert and I think like a few other people got really rich off of that bill passing. If you make a 15-minute city, that's going to make that the billions made off of Ohio gambling look like peanuts. It's going to be a millionth of what a small select group of people will be able to capture and capitalize on.
We are talking with Jonathan Broadbent about the growing prospect of 15-minute cities being forced upon people, and including here in Northeast Ohio. You put me in touch with Skip Claypool a couple of months back, and we talked about NOAACA and their role in all of this, Jonathan. And is there a NOAACA in most of the, you know, major metropolitan cities that we're talking about here, and are they driving this kind of thing, or is that unique to Northeast Ohio?
It's not unique to Northeast Ohio, but NOAACA is in the state for sure, by far and away the largest, the most, I'm just going to keep using the word nefarious. We can see clearly, you can go in and look at the designs and intentions. It started as Agenda 2021, and then once we got close to 2021 and they were behind schedule, they changed it to Agenda 2030. NOAACA is one of, I think 17 similar organizations throughout the state of Ohio. The other ones don't have nearly the size, the massive board, the designed overreach, and the money. So just for a little bit of context, because it's important, not as the entirety of the conversation, but as a starting point for people to understand what's happening and where it's coming from, to take a good hard look at NOAACA. By the way, as a side note, one of the things NOAACA is doing, and we see this a lot from the left, is as all the negativity comes in and people push back and say, this is terrible, get out of here, we don't like it, NOAACA keeps coming out with these statements like, isn't it wonderful how many people love what we're doing? And it's just, it's a ridiculous smoke and mirrors thing. Literally, there are people who report on meetings where you'll have 300 people, two of whom approve of the thing, and then NOAACA leaves, and it's like, we got this great feedback from the community on how much people really care about and want us. But anyway, that's, I got into a side note there. As far as NOAACA goes, you can look at Agenda 2021 and Agenda 2030 and see the designs for it. And the designs for it come out of Bonn, Germany, and an organization called ICLEI. So ICLEI created these maps to design, I just have to call them communist block cities, where they, and connect to that the whole climate change, climate fear thing, which, what are we, in our 12th iteration since over the past couple hundred years? Create climate fear, tell everybody that you're making all these drastic changes for quote-unquote climate and to save the planet, none of which actually make any sense, and push people into these little 15-minute cities, And this organization, ICLEI, designed and mapped it all. And you can literally go and listen to recorded video and audio going back to early 1990s, talking about politicians or politicians talking about how their plan is to scare people using climate fear into shuttling them in to cities, repossess properties, tell everybody that farming and agriculture needs to now be commercialized, build food into these commercial structures, which is like, you know, blended up bug guts and stuff instead of meat and produce and the things that our bodies actually need. And at the end of the day, it is clearly money and power. It's a handful of people know that if they can control that for the roughly 2.5 million people, well, actually it'll be larger than that if they are successful at controlling the four surrounding counties, Cuyahoga, Lake, Geauga, Medina, and Lorain. If they can get all those people and over the next decade take away the land, shuttle everybody into these high density city, then control everything. You can control their food, water, internet, everything, the free speech, how their children are educated, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, every single bit of it. That's exactly right. And I want people to understand the totality of what we are talking about here. We are literally talking about, when you talk about the loss of private property, we're talking about the loss of privacy, period. And that includes our rights to do, to say, to go, to travel, to eat what we wish. And all of these things are in jeopardy, all in the name of, as you say, the 12th iteration, more than that probably, of whatever the global catastrophe is going to be by way of climate. And that is going to be what they use. And so, this social credit score, I don't know how far away it is from being implemented here, but the fact that you just said it, or a few minutes ago, you said it, that Joe Biden has expressed to China his admiration for that that type of thing and talking about how they can bring it here. He just made his first had his first phone call with Xi Jinping in like 2 years, I think, yesterday. So conversations are being held between them. So if people aren't putting the connecting the dots and putting these pieces together for what we are in for and what is in store for us and start to become active in opposition to it, they're in for a very, very, we are all in for a very, very rude awakening. So, Jonathan, I'm glad you are out there. Not only are you studying it, you're researching it, you are broadcasting it in a number of different ways. So I'm glad you came on. Let's let this be the first of many conversations to come as we keep our eye focused on this, as well as your ongoing work with Unwoke Investing, okay?
Thanks for having me. One last thing.
Yes,
think
sir.
About what happens to Second Amendment rights when we're put into these file cabinets for people. They're gone.
Another alarming truth, and I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you, Jonathan.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.